They have bad memories of you, and as a spirit you would have had the opportunity to improve things. But you did not do it, and so you will be taken to prison. And this spirit of God left again. Shortly afterwards two other angelic beings came. They were very different in appearance from the other angel, who wore a rich, beautiful robe. These two who had now come were simply dressed, but they looked very noble, their faces very stern. They were tall in stature and seemed very strong. The two came to our sister Ruth. They did not take long, but simply said, "Follow us." And she now knew where they were going. The two were so stern, and she felt such power emanating from them that she did not dare to defend herself, but followed them. And these punishing angels now led this sister into a spiritual prison. This prison was a long, narrow building, and one room was next to the other, each one closed off separately. Now she was led into such a room without a word. There was nothing in it that could have pleased her, except for a cross that hung on the wall. There was no place to lie down, nothing for comfort, nothing at all. The door was closed and there was no escape. While she had previously been able to see through and walk through earthly matter when she was still trapped on earth, this was no longer possible in the spiritual realm. For she had been led away from the earthly house into the spiritual world, where spiritual buildings stand. And she could not overcome this spiritual matter, she could not walk through it. So she could not see through the walls of the prison either, so she was locked in a spiritual cell. Now she became aware of her distress and did not know what to do. She imagined, "Now I must stay here for an eternity," and she believed she was experiencing hell for herself. Just as people imagine hell, she now believed she was walled up in such a cell. She felt this as the hell of the angels had spoken of prison. She now had no more distractions, unlike before, when she was still tied to the house on earth and could observe everything that was going on, listen to all the conversations and be interested in everything. Here in this mental prison there was no news, no conversations, nothing at all. Her surroundings had become even more cramped. While she had already believed back then, when she was still confined to the house and its immediate surroundings, that she had to live in a confined space, now she had to stay in an even smaller cell, with nothing to do, no distractions. The cross made an impression on her. For slowly her thoughts wandered back to the Christian holidays that she had also celebrated. She thought of Christmas, she thought of Easter, of Pentecost and slowly began to think about the meaning of these holidays. But it took a long time before she was ready to bend her knee before this cross. She simply couldn't understand why she had been put in such a prison. She struggled for a long time. Now she saw and experienced that God was punishing her for her misdeeds. On the other hand, she thought that heaven should be different than punishing. But then she remembered also that there was always talk of a hell on earth. And so she was close to despair at times. She screamed, she cried, but it was all to no avail. Then she prayed again, but the next moment she was completely dissatisfied again and cursed everything. This went on for a long, long time, until her innermost being, until her soul was somewhat changed, her mind was now humbled. So she began to pray more and to implore God and Christ to free her from this prison. Slowly, slowly she was able to change her way of thinking and realized that she had done many things wrong and was being punished for them. So her nature was changed somewhat, improved somewhat. The time of her exile was determined according to divine time, and she was to remain in this exile until the last minute without mercy from the spirits of God. When she was able to slowly change her way of thinking, the door opened and the Spirit of God came to her again. It was a different spirit than the previous one and he wanted nothing more than to teach her to pray. He knelt down with her in front of the cross and taught her to pray. He comforted her and said to her, "You must persevere because you deserve it. But you should be full of confidence and hope because you are not lost and not forgotten. The time will come when you will be freed. Have hope and be full of confidence. Trust in God because you will be helped." This Ruth then asked this angel to stay with her because she did not want to be alone anymore. But the Spirit of God said, I cannot stay with you. But I will come back to you at regular intervals. And so it happened. At regular intervals, this angel of God came to her. It was a spirit of prayer, and prayed with her and comforted her. The visits of this spirit were always a great joy for this Ruth, and she always longed for him. So she stayed in this prison for the time that was meant for her. When this angel of prayer came to her again, it was said to her, Now I am allowed to take you away. You have now left the worst period of your purification behind you. But that should not mean that she could have a pleasant life from now on. This spirit of prayer now led her to another high spirit, who received her and led her to a place of work. She was now to have to work. Now the hard work was to begin. On the way from her prison to this place of work, she was informed of this by this angel of God, and he said to her, I am now leading you to a house with different floors. Ascending spirits live on these floors. Those who live on the lowest floors are the most burdened spirits. You must first make do with the lowest level. But then you have the opportunity to work your way up very quickly and overcome one floor after another in this house. You will also have to do very hard work. He taught her that work must be done in the world beyond. The spiritual realm is constantly changing in its structure, which brings with it a lot of work that must be done, and so everyone will have to do the work that corresponds to their spiritual development. So she should now prepare herself for hard work. This Spirit of God led her into the house where she would now live together with other spirit brothers and sisters. But here it was much more pleasant for her. There were objects in these rooms and there were comfortable places to lie down. So for this spirit sister Ruth it was a little paradise that she experienced, in contrast to what she had before. And so she was happy to experience this. But it was not without disappointment. Because she immediately noticed that the house was very crowded. Not only the lowest floor was home to spirit brothers and sisters, but also the upper floors were packed. Now she soon had to experience that those who had climbed a little higher made comments to the brothers and sisters who had just arrived, and were still living in a very modest way. Then she soon noticed that there was not all harmony among these spirit brothers and sisters in this house either. For very often spirits of God came and had to warn, mediate and now and then lead someone away because they were disobedient. So Sister Ruth was reminded very much of human life, because all those who were there, were to explain, spirits from the lower stages of the ascent and still far from a harmonious life. But she was happy to live there, because she had learned something in that prison, and she was afraid of having to return there again. Because she saw that the angels of punishment were not the ones who had once fetched them, but they looked exactly the same, she knew them. And so she did not want to fall into their hands. Now she was led to her work, which she was to do inside a mountain. In this mountain there was a large cave, and there was work to be done. Great changes had to be made, paths were laid out, and a lot of rubbish that was in this cave had to be removed. It was not particularly pleasant work, but a level was being prepared here in which other spirit beings would later live. The sister now had to help, and no distinction was made in the work between male and female beings. The work was hard and difficult, it felt hard and difficult because it was on such a lower level. There, spiritual, matter there was of a lower nature and felt accordingly heavy. So she carried out her task quietly for herself and now wanted to finally be freed from these ailments. She remembered the conversations with the angel of prayer, who had told her about the future. Here, where she was now, the beings were taught about the future at certain times. They were also taught about the plan of salvation, about God's creation. In this way she was able to learn a lot and also pray. Angels of God came to them, who directed them to God and prayed with them, sang with them. In this way, this sister was also able to improve her thinking considerably over time. She often had to think back to her life on earth and her guilt. Then she received a visit, and the Spirit of God came to her, whom she had first encountered after her death, who had told her that she belonged in prison. This Spirit of God now asked her whether she was now ready to forgive those people, or whether she still lived with this feeling of hatred towards them. And the sister answered that she had not yet overcome everything, but that she was well on the way to it. She did not want to think about everything that had happened anymore. She wanted to try to forget the past and ask God to forgive her. Over time, she managed to distance herself from the past. And so the time came when she no longer had this feeling of hatred and she could reply to this angel of God who visited her again, "I am now ready. I want to forgive everyone. I don't want to bear a grudge against anyone, and I want to ask everyone for forgiveness." The angel said, "It is good that you have come this far." He was happy about it and said, "Without this strict spiritual upbringing that you have experienced, you would hardly have come to this realization in this time." It was only through the punishment that she had changed her thinking and found her way to God. Now the Spirit of God said to her, "There will come a hard time for you again, when you will be tested to see whether you have absorbed the teachings that have now been given to you in the spiritual realm, whether these teachings have reached the depths of your soul and penetrated your entire being, so that you will never again be able to commit such evil deeds." The Spirit of God made her aware that in the spiritual world there is not such an easy opportunity for such evil deeds, since here one is on the path to improvement and overcoming. But once one is clothed in a human body again, one stands in a completely different world and faces temptations. There, instead of being overcome, the vices are built up and one lives in the vices. One finds advantages through these vices, a comfortable life, earthly wealth and so on. It would therefore be the exact opposite of the world beyond. In the human world there is an opportunity to build up these vices, while in the spiritual world there is the possibility of breaking them down. It would still be some time before she would have to go through this hard test of a new life on earth. After a certain time she was able to leave the hard work inside the mountain and that house and was led to a more beautiful plain where she was able to do easier work, work that gave her a lot of joy. But all of this was only possible because she had come a little closer to God. She had laid aside her heavy spiritual body and had changed. The impurity that had lain around her like a cloud had dissolved and been permeated by light. So she could now fulfill the tasks that had been set for her well. In addition to work, there was a lot of talk about the future that one was moving towards and about the human life that one would have to enter into. Here one would have to prove oneself and prove that one could hold on to and express everything that one had learned in the spiritual realm as a human being. If one then passed this test, the angels of God would come in droves to greet one and give the spiritual brother. And the spirit sister would take home with great joy that they had succeeded in passing the test. So in this plane, where the sister was now carrying out her more beautiful work, the spirit brothers and sisters were always admonished and informed about the future life that they would have to enter again. But since many other joys were experienced alongside the work and the lessons, the knowledge of entering the new earthly life was not felt to be a burden. It was recognized that it was necessary for the fulfillment of God's entire plan of salvation. It was recognized that there is a general spiritual ascent and that it is necessary for one to offer the other a hand for this ascent. So these spirit brothers and sisters were enlightened and could also face their future tasks with greater joy. So, dear brothers and sisters, I have now told you this in the name of our sister Ruth. If you have any questions, I am ready to answer them. But I would like to ask you to only ask questions related to what has been said. Dear friend Joseph, there is probably a good reason why this sister Ruth was not allowed to speak herself. May we find out what it is? Joseph, yes, because she had lived so deeply in these depths, she was not allowed to. Dear Joseph, you spoke of mountains in the spiritual world. Can you say something about when these mountains were created in the spiritual world or whether they are constantly being recreated? Joseph, that depends on the height of the sphere. In the lower spheres they can be partly dismantled, partly built up, changed, adapted to development. In the higher levels, as far as I know, they remain. If changes are made in the higher levels, for example, gardens are redesigned, rivers can be drawn differently, spirits can rebuild their buildings or create them differently, there can be a change in this respect, but on the whole the picture remains the same. Are these changes always made by spirits? Joseph, always, yes. Can changes not also take place naturally in the spiritual world, as they do on this earth, through some kind of influence from nature? Joseph, that is also possible, but the spirits are kept busy by having to carry out such activities. Dear spirit friend Joseph, I can imagine that when a very burdened spirit opens its eyes, the lower spirits that it had always served during its lifetime, are already there to receive her, him. I don't think we have ever heard such an example from you, but I suppose, think that it does happen. Joseph, that does happen. Look, dear friends, that is something I don't like to talk about, because you friends are quick to say that lower spirits are speaking here, because you simply don't understand if someone tells you the truth in this way. I will not fail to say it, but you lack the understanding to grasp it. That is why it is not said. Dear Joseph, is this Sister Ruth a being who has not often been incarnated as a human being? Joseph, she is ascending from below. This cave that you spoke of, was it in the world beyond, and the matter there was therefore spiritual? Joseph, yes, it is spiritual matter. It cannot be said to you enough, what you possess in your world is also present in the spiritual realm, what you have is only a condensation of the spiritual. Everything exists in the spiritual realm. Dear Joseph, this matter was very heavy for this sister. Was that because she herself was still at a low level? Joseph, yes, she was bound to this heaviness, to this condensation. The more condensed the matter is, the heavier it is. Dear spirit friend Joseph, may we also find out something about this Ruth's husband? Joseph, yes, that needed a whole explanation in itself. Because he was not as indebted as she was. So were the two of them completely separated after their lives? Joseph, yes. Later they were brought together. When Ruth's time of exile was over and the others had also returned to the world beyond, there was an opportunity to meet each other. It is always clear to us how long, roughly according to our calendar, this exile lasted. Joseph, yes, that is difficult to explain to you. Because we do not have the same calendar as you. You have to imagine if you had to live your day without a clock and it was always the same atmosphere, let's say it was always winter. How could you measure time? That changes with ascension, with moving to a higher level. Slowly you will get to know the spiritual world on a large scale, in all its diversity, and you will also get an idea of time in the spiritual sense. But about this spiritual time calculation, we cannot explain this to you people in the same way as we can the spatial concepts in the spiritual world. It is difficult to explain space and time to you. Was it a grace that Ruth was given this period of time in the first place, that she would have had the opportunity to forgive people in this area where she was initially banned? Joseph, you cannot speak of grace, it was a punishment for her. She was bound to her place and had to hear what was said about her. It was also a test for her. For if she had, let us say, forgiven all of them, then she would certainly not have had to go to this spiritual prison. The angel of God would certainly have led her straight to that work. But he gave her the opportunity to stay in her former environment for a certain time. She was to hear what was said about her here, she was to hear the truth about herself. For she did not want to be as bad as she was. She was to find confirmation that it was so. Was it not a merit for her that she had raised several children? Joseph, yes, that may have been a merit for her, but the evil she had done was more important, it made the other evil disappear. Her children did not follow in her footsteps. Joseph, number now, dear brothers and sisters, I will withdraw and leave you to God's blessing. If you think about what has been said, you can learn a lot from it. For the spirits of God select such spiritual beings and events that have the possibility of enriching your knowledge and teaching you what is necessary for your life. We only wish that you can fulfill your tasks in this life better, and you can fulfill them better with this spiritual knowledge. So, dear brothers and sisters, may God's blessing protect and watch over you. Greetings. Experience report and answering of questions by spirit teacher Joseph through his mediator Beatrice Brunner in the hall on Munchausenstrasse, Zurich. Original, tape recording. Headline, next case. December 6, 1967. France, worker and designer in Heavenly Gardens. The higher a spirit, the more gratifying and demanding his work becomes. Controlling spirit, God bless you. Dear brothers and sisters, an ascended spirit being is speaking to you, a spirit brother by the name of France. May God bless you this hour. God bless you. France, God bless you. My dear brothers and sisters, as you have already been told, my name is France. I was 35 years old when I had to leave the earthly world. I was married and had no children. I had known my wife since my early youth. It was she who had pushed for marriage. I had an incurable illness for those times. I had a lung disease, and so I died at the age of 35. My wife, who had pushed for this marriage, wanted to be allowed to bear my name, as she said. When I passed over to the world beyond, I was astonished. I was very religious. My suffering had actually made my piety even more intense. But I had no idea about the world beyond, although I believed that there was a heaven where people continued to live, but I knew nothing about what form and what kind. So I was astonished to see my parents and other friends and acquaintances in the world beyond. They pointed out to me that this world in which I was now to live was similar to the world I had left behind, and that one also had to work in this spiritual world. My parents had not lived very long either. They were happy that I was now with them too. I liked the world and the surroundings I was in now, but I was told that I would not be staying with my parents for long, but would soon be allowed to ascend somewhat further, once the time of purification was over. I was pleased to hear that the life I had lived had not been particularly burdened and that I could therefore make progress in my ascension. And I was also pleased to be told that I would now be taught further in the world beyond. But although I was allowed to live with my parents, I still wanted my wife, who had stayed behind, to follow me. So I asked Christ in prayer to allow my wife to come to me too and for us to live and work together. But this request was not granted. When I repeatedly begged and hoped to be heard, I was taken to the house of my former partner. There I saw and heard her praying. She prayed that God would prolong her life, that she would stay alive. So she did not want to die, she prayed that she could live, and I prayed that she should die. Now I was informed of this, and heard that things should not go my way and that I should never deprive my former wife of the spiritual fruits of her life. She had the opportunity to gather such spiritual fruits in her future life and I should not take this opportunity away from her. So I saw and heard her praying that her life would be prolonged, that God would preserve her life. She also prayed for me. She had a task. When I left her by returning to the spiritual world, she took her sick brother in and looked after him. She had to fulfill a task for him, that is, she did it of her own free will. Because her brother was lonely, she took him into her home and saw this as a wonderful task. She wanted to live for her brother, she believed that by looking after her brother she could forget her sorrow. So she fulfilled her task and looked after her brother. Now and then I was allowed to visit her. But I soon realized that it was not possible to take her over into the spiritual world. And so I took my distance and only visited her on an exceptional basis. To give her strength and blessing for her tasks, I was able to do that. I always went accompanied by a higher spirit brother or sister. During these visits they also left healing powers behind for the sick person and his sister. They also offered both of them a spiritual drink so that each was strengthened in their own way and could defy fate. Well, my task in the spiritual world was a nice one. At first I was allowed to live with my parents. I lived with them until my purification was over, until various bumps that I had brought upon myself in my human life had been removed. I believed that I had not caused any particular annoyance to other people in my life. Because of my illness I was dependent on the help of other people. I realized that my spirit had been purified by the suffering I had endured, Through this suffering I had been able to contribute to a great extent to my being purified in spirit. I became humble and modest precisely through bearing the suffering. I had been dependent on the help of my fellow human beings, and especially recently on the help of my wife. After a certain time, when this purification was over, I was accompanied to a higher level. I was allowed to leave my parents. The separation was not particularly difficult. I promised to visit them again and to tell them all the news that I would experience. So we parted, and I was led by the spirits of God into another world. This world was much more beautiful, it was more diverse. But work was also waiting for me. I was not to sit on my hands, but to work hard. I was to continue to practice the profession, I call it that, that I had already had in my human life. I was a gardener by profession. But this work was not of the same kind in the spiritual world as on earth. It was much more beautiful and also of a greater variety. The main work was working with flowers that were to be planted in the various beds. And it was not as easy as was usual for people at that time. People of my time were much more modest in this respect. Later, when I had more knowledge, I believed that this was because people were not so demanding and did not have such a variety of flowers at their disposal. In our world, everything that was needed to create beautiful, divine gardens was available in unlimited quantities. But the demands were very high. The high spirits made these demands. For our part, we could not simply plant the beds as we thought best. No, we had to meet these high demands. So I was not just supposed to plant these flowers in these beds, but I was supposed to help with the variety of design. These beds were actually supposed to express words in the language of flowers. So first everything had to be calculated and drawn out with the utmost precision. Then the flowers were brought in with the utmost care. These flowers had to be ordered first, and for this they had their own messengers. Depending on the type of flower, they had to order it from this level, from that sphere, from that sky. They had some of these flowers come to them to discuss whether they should plant this shape with these flowers, with these bushes, with these berries and so on. All of this had to be carefully checked before they started working on these beds. I would like to describe some of my work to you, which I did not do alone, but together with other people. I must also mention that I was taken in by a spiritual family and was allowed to live as a guest in their house. I was led into a house and told that I would be allowed to live as a guest in this house until my former life partner also passed over into the spiritual world. Then we would be allowed to share an apartment together and we would then be allowed to do the work together. It was explained to me that there was a spiritual connection between my former life partner and me. A bond of spiritual connection would bind us together, and so we would then be allowed to do our work together in the spiritual world. So of course I still longed for her to come to me and I could not stop praying again and again that someone would be understanding and lead her over into the spiritual world. For I now saw the world of people with their problems, and I saw the spiritual world, the reality, and so, on the one hand, I found it unnecessary that she, whom I was waiting for, should stay behind on earth and live there. On the other hand, I believed that there were other people who could look after her brother, my brother-in-law. But no one listened to my request. My former life partner had to remain on earth until the time determined for her, and so I was just supposed to be patient. The more time passed, the more I was able to adapt to the new world. The longing for her did not disappear, but I understood, I now learned about God's will. For I had already been able to experience a lot and I had also been taught these divine laws. So I too should submit to God's will. This will happens in heaven as well as on earth, and so I should submit to this divine will. My work gave me ever greater joy. At first I had some trouble keeping up, understanding everything. I had to be taught and instructed first, because I had little knowledge of this work, and the highest demands were placed on me here. And now I would like to tell you what our gardens looked like. These beds, which were arranged in the most varied ways, were not only meant to bring joy to the spirit brothers and sisters who wandered through these gardens, But these spirit brothers and sisters were also meant to hear the language spoken by these flowers. The whole design in all its diversity was meant to encourage the brothers and sisters to talk.